Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Yes, right here. Yes, and
the opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and our guests, and not necessarily those of the Lancet Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors. Therefore, listen discretion is advised.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Here
we're all here. Yes, we're here.
Yes, we are here. We are all here. We are all here and welcome.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Yep,
we're here. Yeah, we're here and we're on and welcome to our 400th episode. God, we're getting old. Maybe it's time to...
Yeah, it's not getting old.
It's not getting old, it's just getting started. But, hello. But anyway, tonight we are sponsored by the New York City Pass. Admission to up to 70 of the New York City's top attractions, starting at $55 per day. If you are a student, it's probably less. However, also, for you bookophiles, musophiles, and moviephiles, items are on sale at lightersky.com. And where can you find us? Well, you can hop on over to itsmyyours@amcpress.com or tweet us at amcpress31 and amcpressnews.
Wow, you're fucking wrong with amcpress31 and amcpressnews.
Well, I'm just reading what's
on
the copy.
And bear in mind, you, it's my Euros, you said wrong as well. How long have you been on here? Let's get you right. Yes. Yes, you will send them to the wrong place. Let's not have any problems with
them. And you do it.
You've been on here how long, your Red Hood?
Yeah, I know. So, anyway.
Shame on you. Because this is the
400th episode. Every time I'm allowed one screw up. Anyway.
No, you're not. No, you're not, Mr. Red Hood. You're so mistaken.
I'm not?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you
are. I'm allowed.
No, you're not. Especially you when you have a bigger... When you are trying to gain a position of power. Really now, really.
Yeah, anyway, can you just do this and then can we get on with it?
How about now? How about you take it? How about you clear up the screw up? Just stop.
Okay, fine. AMC press code up. Com.
Com, yes.
Our website, and it's myurls.com/AMC press.
Correct.
Or tweet us at AMC press 31.
Mm-hmm.
And AMC press news.
Yes.
Which also can be found on it's myurls.com. .com/AMC press.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wrong. It's like wrong.
Thank you.
So anyway, the wrongs, if I must say so myself. But that's here nor there. So let's get ball in gear, especially when we have things coming out and looking back at.
And not only that, but, you know, we're giving you guys a new experience now that we are past our 400th episode. And when we keep going, it'll be our 401, 402, 403, and you go over there.
Yeah.
However, you know, ever since I've joined this fine show, I have been very, I want to say this truly, I've been very, very excited, you know, each night to as to what we present, you know, because I never know what's coming up on the docket. I have no idea what Allison has planned. I have no idea what Johnny has planned. And I just come on and do, you know. So it's been a great pleasure, and I want it to continue, and it will continue. We have a lot of new things coming about, including stuff that we cannot mention on air. However,
you're wanting to kill to have
shut
people
up.
Yeah, having issues and having Kanye West come after you.
That would be pretty funny, considered I'm an able disabled person, which means I can walk, but also I can also stand up and punch the guy. However, it's his choice to come after me.
We don't condone violence either.
No, we don't. But at the same time, you know, Kanye, if you want to make fun of people with disabilities, go right ahead and we'll keep on reporting Ross.
Shut up.
There you go again. God damn. You're worse than Kim. Maybe you could redub it. That'd be pretty funny.
That would be... Yeah.
Hello.
Sure.
Shut up. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of things coming up.
We have a lot of
things. I cannot say, because that's breaking... That could be breaking boundaries, and we don't... We hold ourselves to...
We have a lot of things that are going to be rolling out in the next few months that we will fill you in on. We just can't fill you in quite yet.
Once that news comes available, then...
We will.
At the proper time.
We will avail it to you. We will totally avail it to you.
Yes. Yes. Which makes perfect sense.
Oh, absolutely. So, into our first topic of the night.
Yes.
So,
We all know people pull pranks. What if someone decided to use a prank, take a photo, put it on Reddit or some other site that is meant to be a joke, and people start running with it? People start enjoying it. What would you guys think? Especially if it was, like, significant other or...
if it was a significant other, I would probably... I don't know. I mean, significant other, as long as she's not dating anyone and secretly, you know, doing it. You know, but if she's secretly doing it, then...
But then there's the spontaneity, keeping the relationship alive, the whole unknowing of it and where, keeping the romance alive. Like,
keeping the romance alive, okay. But yet, the funny thing is that, you know, how many people actually believed it, you know? So many people, you know? The fact that it was a fake account. That's pretty funny. I mean, but yeah, what's even funnier about it is that I know if my significant other did that, I would probably be shocked because A, I have friends on Reddit, and B, they probably warned me beforehand, hey, what's going on? You know, kind of thing. But yet, I'm not one for posting my boob or my butt on, you know, my ass or my whatever, you know, on Reddit. I mean, it is funny that the woman's boob looks like cleavage, or the cleavage looks like boob, you know what I mean? But I'd be a bit concerned as to why, you know what I mean?
Yes, and people love playing jokes, so you really can't judge either, quite frankly. That's like saying, oh, you like to play jokes. Oh, you can't take a joke now.
It's not even a joke. It's what if the person didn't know it was a joke?
Then, very true. Then that's pushing it. Especially,
you know,
if the person was...
I mean, like, I can understand if they know you and they have this on a regular basis, right? But, you know, not knowing you and suddenly, you know, receiving a boob pic or a bum
pic. But bear in mind, this was the significant other. This was someone who obviously obviously would have thought something was off.
Oh, yeah.
And this is
definitely
her husband. This is her husband. Doesn't mean anything. It's like husband, not very different from what?
Very different from actual, you know,
than a stranger off the street.
Well, yeah, the dude's response later after he said the real bricks was, thanks, bitch. You know.
Right.
I mean, it is kind of funny that he sent them the panda pic as well.
But that means the couple could take play jokes. The couple could have fun with it. Versus not and having issues on that front.
Well, true.
Oh my.
You know, true, but yet the issues on that front, wouldn't they be tackled off the line or off the grid? That maybe?
Yes, but that means couple can't have fun, and couple can't have fun. One relationship
will falter. Oh, no. I mean, it's all good
fun.
Yes, yes. Well, couple couldn't have fun, but what if couple is going through problems?
Then they learn to work it out. Then they learn to have some sort of learning about each other. They get help, proper help. Yes.
Very, very true.
He's a nodding. He's a did not permit people. That's like saying, oh yeah, you don't matter. Or, oh, this person doesn't matter. Yeah, that's when I look at it and say,
well,
when
I look at it, I look at it as, you know, well-played sex joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well-played sex joke. You know. It wouldn't, like, and if you're the husband of somebody else, well, that means that, you know, you'd know the moves anyway.
Right, it's like you're having fun with your significant other. That's what's called fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's called having
definitely fun
in every way possible.
Oh, definitely. I would agree with that. But, yeah, it is funny because around this time of year, there's vines. Well, vines in terms of everything going awry. You know, Rain Wilson is a new TV show which will feature a vine star accused of rape. Okay, great. Question is, you know, yeah, I get that. I get that, you know, you want to have a scripted show, right, like it's always Sunny in Philadelphia. However, you know, when you're self-producing a show, overshadowing the scintillating detail that the boy was accused of rape last year by another viner, Jesse Smiles, yet she claimed that he raped her when she was unconscious.
You're broken up. So, what I guess is, how can you rate somebody after you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you make fun of it, you know? And, you know, I don't think rape is actually a thing to make fun of.
I agree.
You know, it's actually the worst thing to make fun of. And it's in poor taste.
Yeah.
It's in poor taste to...
It's extremely poor taste.
And I'm ashamed that Rain would actually fund that. He's such a cool actor.
I agree. It's almost like you're wanting to fund something that can be so bad.
And make the most horrible choices you can. You know.
It's almost like you're wanting to hurt people.
Yet.
I'm sure that's not our intention.
For reasons that defy logic and taste. He was arrested in October and released on bail, and he pled not guilty in January and tweeted saying, not to judge him. Don't judge him. You committed rape, and then you vined it.
Right. Which is like,
it's wrong, you know. Completing 24 days of counseling, okay, right. That's where I still hope. And then a year of counseling and 24 days of community service.
Interesting.
Yet, there are all these things, and in case you didn't know, what what a vine was, they're 5-second videos. And yet,
which is nothing.
Which
is
nothing.
Something.
Exactly. It's
and
nothing but
things
something.
That are some, and then it's something once something happens.
Yeah, it is funny thing. It is the other thing is, you know, the comment said, ask Ray Lawrence how much it bothers him that Curtis Lever bladed down rape charges and how many followers he has on Vine, and then, oh no, it doesn't matter because we're in a country that of second chances, and we're in a country that looks past anything to make money, and we can take out Charlie Sheen. If we can stick Charlie Sheen on a show called Anger Management after his history of assault, abuse, and reckless behavior, then it means that we just admit to victims being that victims mean nothing, and we keep empowering the abusers and belittling the victims.
Which is very sad. Yeah.
I totally agree with that, because then this isn't. It's kind of funny in the fact that then later in the show we'll be tackling this, but Hannibal Burgess called out Bill Cosby on a long list of rape accusations, but yet let's just say Bill Cosby is at least 79 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think he cares?
Nah.
No.
Not at all. It's no. It's you think this? Yeah, you're mistaken. You're extremely mistaken.
Definitely not. I mean, yet the funny thing is, I mean, it's not funny. Okay.
Not at all.
Not at all. But if you made a rape joke, I mean, rape jokes have been made everywhere in the United
right.
States and around the world, you know?
Yeah.
So are people getting married at 12 years old. It doesn't stop. However,
yeah.
What's even more tasteless is that they're getting, these personalities are getting money to shut their mouth.
Mm. Interesting.
Yet, because they're like, shut up, you know, we don't want you, you know, we don't want you to speak out, or your fans to speak out, in terms of what you do wrong.
Which is something where if whatever the case may be, it's not, and she's innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Exactly. You know, in a court
which
of
means,
law. With a jury. Which means not with a jury of Twitter fans or Facebook fans.
And not with anyone who claims that
there
they're a know-it-all.
But who gives a shit?
Right.
You
it's
know?
Like you're not the... You honestly don't know him, so who gives you the right...
Regardless if you know him or not.
There's no right.
There's no right.
That's like calling someone who has disability names when, honestly.
It's funny because my own parents did that. And I've never forgiven them for it. You know? It is horrible what I go through. You know? But, you know, it's even more horrible because around the world, people getting, you know, are having disabilities because they're children in warfare, you know, war-torn areas.
Right. And there's always
whatnot.
Going to be a disability issues
somewhere.
Right.
You know, it's a matter of where.
Right. And depending on what countries, and then countries saying, oh, we own, oh, people could get shot, or saying, oh, we don't recognize this. Oh, this is nothing.
It is not even not recognizing it. That's the thing. It's, you know, if you don't recognize it, you're stupid. You know, you just pass it by.
Right.
You're stupid. You're the one who's stupid, not the person with disability. You.
Right.
You know, and taking that to heart, I mean,
back away.
I've said to my parents in a lot of ways, just because I collect SSI and whatever, anybody collects SSI, right, does not mean that I have a brand that says ADHD on my fucking body.
Yeah.
Or anyone has a disability. We're not like that. We're never going to be that way. It's like, you think we're different. Yes, and so? And I...
So?
And I
like, did Hitler... Let's just make something straight. Did Hitler give any Jew who was in the Holocaust, no disrespect intended, paddle a number just because he was their favorite thing? No.
No. Everything has a rhyme or reason.
You know, do we each on this program have disabilities because we have disabilities? Yes.
Yeah. We never ask for it. We don't wear
We didn't ask the people with disabilities.
With the disabilities.
We are
fortunate
we have them.
Use it as our to our advantage, not our disadvantage, quite frankly.
Right. And
you could be the smartest person but still have a disability. There's how many people in the world that are, well, like, geniuses have disabilities too. Einstein being one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
History for. Yeah. Made history for it. So
he made E equals MC squared. So
yeah. And he had Asperger's.
If you can make a scientific theory entitled E equals MC squared, or you can make people laugh, or you're the first, you know, you're a mass dictator in Germany, but you actually have ADHD, okay, problems could have been solved. However, a long time ago. However, does it excuse you?
No. Not at all.
It doesn't excuse anything.
It makes things challenging, and people want to say, oh, and even when looking for things to be, for people to be in and be able to live somewhere else and actually be on your own, things are out there. It's a matter of finding them. It's a matter of actually
searching
and finding right organizations, which they're out there. And I look at it saying, people, like, there's so many people in the world who would love to have this opportunity, any opportunity, to be able to show that, yeah, you could rock a whole, you could do so much in life. You want to call everyone under the sun, even those who are famous, that may have disabilities, if they have issues and they are open about it, and someone came up to them and called them a name, I'm sure they would be extremely offended. For anyone went out there was to see someone hurt and realize, wait, there's something more.
Oh, absolutely. Yet
it's a matter
nobody chooses to see it. It's not that nobody really sees it. It's nobody chooses to see it. In a light that is proper. You know what I mean?
And then there's
certainly it goes back to the comment of the governor in London, who said, oh, yeah, people with disabilities, yeah, you can work for £2 an hour.
Yeah, bullshit.
£2 an hour here is like $2.50 a piece. $2.50.
Yeah, not enough.
Not even close.
And the benefits that people have here, some countries don't even have them. Some people with disabilities could be killed because of the poor quality.
No, they are killed. Not could be killed.
Yeah.
Are killed.
Yeah.
you know, are killed in ways that are unimaginable torture.
Right. Which is never good.
It's crazy. No, it is never good. I mean,
you expect people to say, yes, these people deserve to be treated right. Yes, then go and do it, not stand by and say, oh, yes, we don't want to give people a chance. Which is very sad.
And we don't want to give people a chance that actually deserve it, not the other
way. Or anything else. Right, it's like, so you'd rather have your child who's trying to be an active member of society have a problem.
Yeah.
Which is very sad.
I mean, it's even sadder to not realize how bad
it really is.
It really is, you know.
There's no way around it.
No, there's no way around it. And they think we can just work, you know. And it's...
That's not easy.
It's true, but it's not...
It's not like going... It's like, yes, we can work. Yes, we can do all that. And I give a lot of people who go through and say... Wait, there has to be more. There has to be more that we can do a benefit. Actually help.
Yeah.
Not hurt. Not give people with disabilities problems. People say, okay, what are you good at? Number one. Number two, what areas are you can you work in? Where's your strength? Where's your weaknesses?
Where are your strengths? Where are your weaknesses? And where can we
help?
You know, where can we actually improve?
All right. Versus saying,
nobody.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Nobody, I mean, like, it is shocking how many people get,
And men have a higher likelihood of actually being diagnosed with ADHD, which is something I never knew since I was misdiagnosed many years ago. I never knew it.
You never knew that?
No, I never.
That is interesting because they say women are less likely to have it.
Right.
But yet, it's incredible because Disney now. A woman really did something really cool. I love this. Basically said, oh yeah, we want more role models that have disabilities in Disney films.
Which should be the case.
Yeah. Which should totally be the case. I mean, they shouldn't be making fun of the Crooked Kid. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it would be really funny if Tiny Tim rewrote A Christmas Carol according to his point of view.
Right. That would be interesting.
88 all is attached.
Right. I'm saying, this is me. This is me in every bit of the word. This is me.
I mean, this is me. Yes, I might have a crotch. Yes, I might be bald, perhaps it's done. Yes, I might have 7 siblings. Yes, I might die of typhoid fever. But at least I get to be me in the process.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Every classic, I can go down all of a twist. And they get a disability, but if he was rich and he was writing from the other end.
Right.
You know? Nicholas Nickleby, another one, Smythe. You know, if it was Smythe's story and it was against all of them, it would be pretty a pretty funny play, but also pretty horrid.
To actually really see what goes on.
You know, let's give you an open eye view from how it seems from 5 foot up.
Really?
And have to be hoisted on crane to eat your chicken. Really? Or have to be beaten with a switch in an orphanage. Really? Or having to be doing this. Oh, but you don't want to be missing that, do you?
No, not really.
You know,
it's like this isn't the best. People want to be treated like it's like we actually belong.
Disney portrays people with, you know, Disney portrays people with Down syndrome, they can teach future generations to be more compassionate and more accepting and unjudgmental of kids who are not like them.
Right.
You know, the thing is that it is, even The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which was released 18 years ago, right, is one of the few representations of characters with disabilities in a film. There was Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
So is Princess Elsa.
Right.
Even though she turns everything to ice.
Yeah.
You know. We don't see this. I mean, we don't see it in Pixar films enough. I mean.
No. You
don't see it in any film.
Which is sad.
Any film, except probably The Wizard of Oz with the Munchkins.
Which is crazy when people are wanting to be treated normal. Feeling
and
like
they don't get even. It's comical because even if you collect disability or you do, you know, belong in a small town or whatever the case may be, you still think that you're included. No, the exclusion is larger. You know, larger than most people in the world, and when he's focusing on people with disabilities in just the rural areas of, you know, this country, most of them, if not all, live in Massachusetts, in anywhere, but the most population live in Pennsylvania, or they live in New York, or they live in Massachusetts, and also in Texas. So everywhere you look, there's something different.
Yeah.
Which, you know, worldwide, Disney should be ashamed of itself in terms of not representing disabilities when their own founder, Walt Disney, had ADHD. And that's why he created Mickey Mouse. You know, but that sort of teaches me what the climate today really is.
Yeah.
Of people who actually care. You know, and actually take it. Don't take people for rides.
Yeah.
And be fair. You know? That's all we want more than the money, folks. That's really all we want. We want fairness and we want jobs and we want everything else. Yet, you know, does this person discriminate against all disabilities? No. They say that I would love for Disney to make their animated films, heroes, princes, and princesses, all abilities.
Right.
Well, that would be awesome.
That would make sense. To make it where everyone's included, not just those who have, who are, Disney is now shaping so much.
I mean, what is Disney really putting out?
They're becoming more. There's things that they're putting out now that are
makes you say what?
That will
exactly, but
benefit.
They're not going to say what. They're going to say, no, we have a reason for not, because we're too scared. You know, I
right.
think that a lot of people, you know, you can't. If you're really going to play Beauty and the Beast, okay, and let's just be honest here, right?
Uh-huh.
Honesty. In an adult context, not the kid context, in an adult
right.
context.
Right.
We could say that the Beast has a deformity which is kind of like being a wolf man.
Right, yes.
You know. And Belle marries
a beast.
An actual beast, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they fall happily ever after because she
right.
trains him.
Right.
Okay.
Which
is kind of misleading.
to people with or without disabilities, adults too.
Right.
You know, but they want to sprinkle, and this is acceptable, okay? I am not shattering anybody's hopes who isn't a Disney fan. I'm not. I'm doing my best not to. But if you took the feces of Beauty and the Beast and Mufu and the Beast and Maurice. Okay.
Okay.
You would see that all of them have a disability or deformity.
Right. It's like you're going through something. They're clearly
using it as a chopping block. Now, I'm not saying I don't enjoy Beauty and the Beast. I love Beauty and the Beast. I really do. However, they're not only fairy tales anymore. Unfortunately.
They are ultimately tale of tales. That's something like, because there's even those tales from CD. How many stories, fables, did say about someone having some sort of been cursed, been this, been going through, like Beauty and the Beast, they tell of a curse, but that could be looked at as disformity, as something that is bad, when ultimately when people grow up with it, they say, wait, the Beast bit was actually something that is, was, he, his past was bad, yeah. Doesn't mean that what he was given is necessarily a bad thing either.
Well,
he learned from it. He absolutely learned from it. Keyword. Learned to be not accepted. Learned to go through the daily challenges of not being able to even go outside. Also being different Frozen. That could have meant something was wrong with the character. Sky's the limit.
Exactly.
You know. It's incredible how people have two of these misconceptions.
These misconceptions are wrong. It's the stereotyping all over and over and over. Like
it's ableism. It's what it is.
Yeah, it's ableism. It's feeling like you will never belong. It's ableism. And then there's the people that are just too, don't want to see what's actually going on. Which is sad.
It is very sad. But
especially when people deserve the chance to be able to say, say something, speak out. Like not be forgotten. and not be the one saying, I wish this was the case. I want to be the one standing out. Growing up, the Goofy movies, there was always characters in there that seemed to have things wrong. Like the father in the movie, he was always the one getting himself into shit and making the child feel, forget the Goofy's son, but it was just that. There's few with all different kinds of abilities. You can't forget it.
Yeah.
No, you cannot. And, on that note, we will be back.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
night with new awesome things.
Yes.
And more funny, because this is kind of serious now. We went down the serious area. But, good night.
Yes, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Really?
Good night. Talk to you soon.